You're listening to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. I'm Kelly Burley. And Burns, you want to start by remembering a lost civil rights pioneer with a big Oklahoma State connection.
Well, that's right. We all were saddened by the death of Nancy Randolph Davis, who passed away at the age of 88. She was a real pioneer in that she was the first African-American to ever enroll at OSU. She got her master's at OSU in 1949. And I think like many universities at that time, frankly, I'm not sure we were all that welcoming. But she dazzled her classmates with her intelligence and her grace. And they insisted that she be in the class. And I'm proud of those students. And so there was a wonderful celebration at Truvine Church in Spencer, Oklahoma, recognizing Ms. Davis. I just can't tell you what a lovely person she was. And we actually have two or three scholarships in her name. We're going to establish another scholarship in her name. On Black History Month, we have a Nancy Randolph Davis Day. She was a very, very valued person of this university and always will be.
And Burns, OSU joining a national effort to educate a new generation of engineers.
That's right. Our College of Engineering, led by Dean Paul Tukowski, has signed on and presented a letter of commitment to the White House Science Fair. OSU has joined the National Academy of Engineering pledge to educate engineers to tackle issues facing society in the 21st century. It's called the World's Grand Challenges, and it's all about taking on the huge issues that we face in the world today, whether it's hunger or engineering better medicines or securing cyberspace and all the rest. The national goal is to create more than 20,000 Grand Challenge engineers over the next decade. It's an effort to really transform engineering and higher education and connecting engineering with the students who want to make a difference in the world.
Burns, can you believe that we're already in the third year of TEDx, O-State U?
I can't, and it's a great program, and the campus really enjoys putting it together, and I know the people who attend learn a lot. TEDx, O-State U is set for April 10th in Stillwater at the Saratine Center Concert Hall. And to register and learn about it, visit TEDxOstateU.com. The students, faculty, alumni, and others will be discussing a variety of topics, fostering on entrepreneurship in developing countries, taking theater to prisons, innovations in healthcare, time travel, and much more. OSU alumnus Chris White will discuss his innovative work at the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency called DARPA to combat the, quote, dark web, close quote. Also, we're very thrilled to welcome Tony Brinker Pickens, the wife of Boone Pickens, who will discuss Operation Blue Shield, an effort she founded to improve dialogue and relations between community and police.
And finally, Burns, OSU is bringing a tech heavyweight to the state next week.
We are. The co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, will speak in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and in Stillwater this coming Monday and Tuesday. Wozniak, along with Steve Jobs, helped shape the computing world as we know it today. For more information, go to ostate.edu.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.